section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Money in the Bank is this weekend. Austin Aries cashes in. And did Ambrose lose the WWE title? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Take what you wanna take. Don't you leave me here. Last thing, leap years out for your fear. I'm the one, one and only love.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Stone Cold claims he will not be facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 32. What are your thoughts on this?
I still think that there's a shot. I don't think that you cut that type of a promo against Paul Heyman about Brock Lesnar when earlier on you were talking about how you guys are friends, you know, and this, I don't know. Like, it is kind of a dream, you know, it's like seeing Sting or Taker. And if you're talking that you want to fill the stadium, you want to get 90,000 people in there, I think that, you know, Lesnar Stone Cold is a good way to do so.
Yeah. And, you know, that stadium, actually, I think it's going to be in a being over 100,000 people there, because remember there's also that pit where it's standing room only, so you could fill that area up real fast. And also you got all the seats, the club seats on the floor, which is kind of awesome. I think that might be probably the biggest WrestleMania that we're ever going to see. It's going to beat Silverdome's or Superdome, depending on who you talk to. That would fill it up for people to see it. I believe that if you have two matches with guys you haven't seen in a long time, and you do 10 matches, you do a couple pre-shows, you do 8 main matches, I believe that you can sell that thing out real fast. It's going to be interesting because I don't know when they're going to release the ticket, like how the packages work, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with this. Other than that, Austin Lesnar Texas Deathmatch, I believe, will sell it out. Just because of Austin, because he's there and he better show up at least.
I think that he will be there in some capacity.
Yeah. Now, WWE is interested now in one person that they said they weren't, and that's AJ Styles. And why are they interested in AJ Styles now?
Well, it's because they have some touring that they want to do, and they think that he might be a moneymaker for him, which is very surprising because with all accounts that we had heard, they offered him a just small amount of money. I want to say it was like 60 grand or something like that. And he was making like 500 grand with TNA. And you don't leave TNA to go to WWE and make, you know, a fraction of what you were doing. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why he went back to, you know, New Japan and why he went to Ring of Honor. So, and obviously very great career move on his part. If he went to WWE, I think that, you know, it could be okay depending on how they work with him. But knowing somebody like an AJ Styles, they probably would, you know, he'd get lost in the shuffle.
Right. And, you know, with him, if he tours with the NXT brand, that's a big deal because they're going to go to smaller venues that maybe have 2,000 or 3,000 capacity. And if you hear that, hey, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and, you know, someone else are going to be wrestling, they're going to want to see it because they're like, what's AJ Styles been up to? Because we've never heard of this, you know, we haven't heard of TNA, but we've heard of Ring of Honor now, or, you know, something like that. But it'd be kind of cool to see him in a WWE ring. And I think the crowd would go nuts. And I think that would last a long time, especially if he's a face. I don't think AJ Styles can be a heel anymore. I know he is with the Bullet Club, but... You know,
yeah, I mean, well, that's a, you know, it's a foreign group invading Japan. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why. But I think that this personally, I think AJ is in a great spot right now. He's touring with a lot of different companies and he is the IWGP champion, I think, still.
Yes.
And, he is doing wonders right now. He really is. So kudos to him. And, you know, I hope that he doesn't go to WWE unless he absolutely has to. Now, Andy, real quick, before we get into WWE programming this week, I just have to make a very small correction to something I had said last week, which was that the WWE title has never opened a pay-per-view.
Okay.
It has.
All right.
One time.
Which one?
And it was one of the worst pay-per-views in the entire world. It was No Mercy 2007 when Randy Orton was awarded the WWE title. Triple H immediately called him out and said, oh, I want the title. And Triple H defeated Orton. And then in the final match of the night, Orton defeated Triple H.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. And Triple H defended the title one other time that night against Umaga.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's pretty bad. Too bad, because No Mercy was a great game. So let's talk WWE programming this week. So it's we're pretty much all just talking about Money in the Bank. Do you think that, I think I said it last week, but I'm still wondering, what are your thoughts? Is this going to close the pay-per-view or is this going to be one of the last matches?
I think that it will not be one of the last matches. I actually think it'll be an early on match. And the main reason behind that is because Rollins Ambrose is a ladder match. And so if that's a ladder match, you can't have two ladder matches back to back. It won't work. So I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to have like Cena Owens is going to be like the co-main event. We'll probably have a girls match, you know, ladies match in there in between. And then probably before that, we would have the Money in the Bank match. So Money in the Bank will be, I want to say there's like eight matches. Money in the Bank will be like the fourth match or so.
All right. That is a possibility.
That'd be my guess. But what did you think of this week's Raw? You know, it was all about Money in the Bank.
Well, when I talked to you earlier, you said, hey, by the way, don't bother with Raw. And I said, yeah, I know. I watched it. It was pretty bad. J&J Security beat Seth Rollins, your WWE champion. I believe this is all ruse, though. I was kind of just like, kind of over it. I really thought that they missed the boat on this. They had two Raws that they had to write, and I believe that the second Raw, the first one was good after, you know, basically a pay-per-view, or I take that back. It was in between, so like of the three Raws, this was the middle one was good. The first one and the second one were good, but then I believe they missed the boat on this one. And it's really sad because they could have done something big.
Well, correct you real quick, there were only two Raws.
Oh, my bad. My bad. So basically, last week's Raw was really good, and then this week's stunk.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it was really good. It was good, though. But yeah, this week's Raw was terrible. It was abysmal, in my opinion. And it did not sell me on the pay-per-view at all. And there were. The most entertaining part of this week's Raw was when R-Truth came out for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh my gosh.
Thing. And he was like, Kane's like, you're not in. He's like, wait, I'm not? Oh, okay. And then he left. And people were debating whether or not that was, an error on R-Truth's part. It's like, no, you don't play someone's music and have them come out. You know, like that's done deliberately. It was meant to be a joke because R-Truth has been put in matches recently that he has no business being put in. So he just kind of figured, oh, I'm in this match, right? No, you're not. That was funny. The rest of it, though, I was very disappointed with it. I felt that there wasn't a sense of urgency. The people that are currently in the Money in the Bank match are not the type of people that I think should be in there, because I think that it really should be main eventers and a couple up and coming people. And I don't think Kofi has any business being in there. I really don't. He's going to do a cool spot. Same thing with Neville, but I don't think either of those guys should be in there. I think that Bray Wyatt should be there, you know, honestly, I think that Ambrose should be in there, but you know, obviously he's, you know, fighting for the real prize right now.
Why? Well, and Kane's in there too. And he has no business being in there as well.
You know, the thing is though, at least Kane, kayfabe wise, has a claim. He's a former champion, former WWE, former world heavyweight, you know. He at least could say, I deserve to be in there. Whereas Neville is not a main eventer. Bray Wyatt is closer to a main event than Neville is. Barrett is even closer than Neville, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is, gosh. I'm wondering if they just don't know where they're going to go, because, you know, when Seth Rollins won it, we were shocked because he just got there, it felt like. And then,
well, he'd been around for two years,
right? But it feels like he was still not to main event, and all of a sudden he turns on his Shield brothers, and then that's it. I don't know. This is a troubling one, because it's basically stating that Roman Reigns is going to win is how I look at it. I believe that he'll be the winner of the Money in the Bank, but what's to say Dean Ambrose doesn't win the WWE title and then Reigns beats him for it?
So, do you think that they're going to turn Reigns heel then?
You could, I mean, but I think...
Is that the smart move?
I don't think that's a smart move now, because if you're going to turn him heel, you're going to have him with the authority. So that's how I look at it. He's either with the authority or he's face. There's no other way. So if you're going to turn him heel, authority first.
Well, what about having him... What if he just turns heel to be a heel? What if he's just a normal heel? Is that a possibility?
He would have to be with the authority.
So let's just throw this out there. Let's just say he turns heel, he aligns with the authority, him and Rollins then form a tag team, and they take down the rest of the WWE. What What do you think?
No, you can't do that because right now they're gearing up Luke. Harper and Rowan? They're basically making them a big tag team, and I believe that they're actually going to be rejoined with. I think Bray's going to come in and he'll be with them again.
I mean, they could. They could potentially do that, but I mean, either the point I'm trying to make is, let's just say they did turn Reigns heel. Do you do it now or do you wait a little bit? Like, do you have him hold the briefcase and say, look, I got this, you know, I can cash this in anytime I want to. And then he just waits to cash in. But when he does, he turns monster heel.
Well, if you're going to have Rollins basically become a face, I think he would have to be a face losing the title. But I think he would have to get screwed over by Triple H and then also screwed over by Roman Reigns. You'd have to have a double. Basically, you'd have two people screw him over. And then I think that he could be a full-time heel. Because I think he's the type of guy who could come out in the suit and tie and say, this is what I have to do. And if he, especially because he could set up a program with him and Dean, he could just be like, listen, this is what I had to do. You know, I need to feed my family. I need to do this. I need to do that. And I believe that's not the right move, realistically. But it's probably what they're going to do. Right now, dude, there's so many things that they could do with this. It just depends on which direction they're going to go in. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, just real quick, you know, to talk about the odds right now, you know, one of the sites I go to, which is 4down.org, and it's kind of a pick'ems, so to speak, for wrestling. And right now, Seth Rollins is an 84% favorite to that's what the fans believe, you know, marks the Money in the Bank ladder match, 72% for Roman Reigns. And then this one is very interesting, which is Cena Owens is actually at a 56-38 split. So, you know, obviously some for no contest. What do you think about that? There right now, Cena is basically a 20-point favorite. I do agree with
that. No, because I think that this is going to be one where Owens is going to be him again. Because also, you have to remember, Owens cannot show up in NXT with the U.S. title yet. And he still has, I think from the tapings they did, there's two more tapings that they have. So they have the one on the 10th, the one on the 17th. And then they're going to I don't know which day they're retaping or taping the next set. But realistically, I believe that Owens is going to win this. And then it's going to set up where Owens says, why don't you put the title on the line? You know, and then, well, let's really have a wrestling match. That's what I think the direction they're going to go with, because then Owens can grab the title and then say, nope, it's no longer the U.S. title. I'm going to make it my own title. I'm going to make it the.
No. That's no. Cena gets his win back here.
Nope.
It's like I said last week.
Nope.
Okay. So when Cena beat Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania last year,
mm-hmm.
did you think that Cena was going to get a win the second time around?
No.
Okay. So you knew Bray Wyatt was going to get the win the second time. And then you knew that Cena was going to get the third one, right?
Right.
Okay. So
it was different then, though.
This cycle.
Cena
is going to get a win.
No, Cena at one point has stated that he has probably 3 or 4 years left. And what he wants to do is he wants to put talent over like Ric Flair did. Ric Flair put over, I mean, if you look at it, Ric Flair put over everyone. I can't think of any person he didn't put over. I mean, Sting multiple times, put over Shawn Michaels, put over Triple H, probably Undertaker. I mean, he's one of those guys. He can lose and be okay. And I think this is the same thing with Cena. He'll say that he'll never give up. Somehow Owens will win. It's going to be something really weird. It would be nice if he did the pop-up powerbomb and posted the pop-up powerbomb. Oh, we're just going to throw you down now. I forgot to mention he did the pay-per-view.
Cena so, will win.
No.
Has to win.
No, because you can actually set this up where he's going to put the title on the line at Battleground and say, this is what we're going to go for. And then Owens will be like, well, I don't need this title now. Because I think that Owens will... Oh, well, you know what? I forgot about Japan as well, because Owens is going to be defending the title there against Finn Balor. You could potentially have Owens lose the title to Finn and then make a big deal how, Cena, I will only wrestle you if you put that title on the line. Yeah, you know what? You could almost do something where Cena comes out and costs Owens the title for the NXT title and have that change hands in Japan on 4th of July, really early in the morning. And then that could set up where he's like, I'm going after the U.S. title. Let's do it a third time. Kevin, you know, Owens versus Cena in some type of weird match. You could say not a strap match because we just had that. Gosh, I don't even, what type of match have we done yet recently? I mean, because, you know, like I'm talking like unique match, like, you know, you have the
Texas Death Match,
not the Texas Death Match. You know, false count anywhere.
I get what you're saying. So Cena Owens, this is the match Cena gets his win back.
No.
And nope. Then at Battleground, that's when it's up in the air. At Battleground, that's when you could say Owens and I could say Cena. I'd be like, you know what? You could be right. I'm 90% sure. Like 90% sure Cena wins this.
All right. Let's put it. Okay. Let's do it this way. If Kevin Owens does win, does that make him made in the WWE with already? So he's basically.
I think him beating Cena for his first match makes him made. This is just a Cena gets his win back. Then Owens comes out. He moans about it and he says, I want a rematch. And they have their third match at Battleground. That's what they do.
What if
they have to give somebody to Cena? But here's the thing. Cena has to have somebody to face. So if Owens beats Cena twice in a row within 2 weeks of each other, who does Cena face then at Battleground? Because Cena's going to be there. Who do you have Cena face?
You have him face Owens for the title, though.
Three times in a row.
Yeah, and you say this is the third match or whatever. This will decide. I'm putting the title. He'll come out, be completely all mad about it. He'll say, Owens, I'm sick of this, you know, on Raw. Afterwards, he'll say, Owens, I'm sick of this. At Battleground, the title goes on the line in this type of match. In an Ultimate X match or whatever, we'll say that.
Yeah, that'll happen. You are so wrong about this.
All right,
you've been right about other things, but this one you are wrong.
Let's just put this out there. Put a dollar on it.
All right.
Dollar on it. Whoever wins, we'll PayPal that person $1.
Okay.
All right. So Rollins and Ambrose are also going to be going at it. This one is a ladder match, and I'm surprised about it because he made a point how, oh, this will be a clear way of who's going to win the title. But what about outside interference? They don't talk about that.
I absolutely hate it when they do this. We're going to have a cage match because that'll keep people out. Oh, how did they magically get in? That was weird. That was so weird. We're going to have a ladder match because no one will interfere in this. Oh, my God. Somebody was able to enter the ring, surprisingly. You know, like, no. Like, no.
Where's Vicky? She missed her spot.
Yeah. No, so I think that this is the one where Rollins wins it. I do think that him losing to J&J Security this past week was a terrible, terrible move. It makes him look like an even weaker champion than what they've already made him. And, you know, look, I cowardly heel, that's fine. But what they've been doing with him, I really think has been a very bad move for WWE.
Well, I guess we're going to completely disagree on a lot of things, but one thing we can't disagree on is our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free set builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today, try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at every web hosting cost. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. Aaron, are you going to buy the new Kevin Owens shirt?
No, I like the old one better.
All right. So the Wolves will take on, again, the Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. And their tag match is now all tied up 2-2. So the final match will be at the pay-per-view at the end of the month. Are you excited that they did these matches? Because I think they've been all A+ for the most part.
Matches have been great. You know, I said it a few weeks back. The problem with these like best of five, best of seven series is that they always do it. Somebody gets up all the way because that's how you create the drama, right? You have a team go up 2-0. And so now you have to see that third one because are they going to win? You have to see the fourth one. You have to see the fifth one then, obviously. So I don't like that. You know, I'd rather see back and forth, but, you know, whatever. Either way, though, I like both the teams. I think all four people are really talented. I think Aries and Roode are insanely talented, and they can main event in most places. So, you know, I hope that they get a win, to be honest, but I think that they'll probably give the titles back to the Wolves.
Yeah, I believe that's what's going to end up happening. Did they say what they're going to do for the final match? If they're going to do like a not an Ultimate X, but some type of ladder match.
You know, I don't remember what they said they were going to do.
I hope they do a ladder match because I, like I said, I don't remember what they do either, but what ends up being, but a ladder match. Yeah, that would be awesome. Rockstar Spud does win his X Division title back. Huh?
Yeah.
What was the point of putting on Kenny King?
I don't know. They needed something to do, I guess.
They're like, hey, you know what? This would be a great idea. Let's throw this around, you know?
Well, I don't mind them taking titles and passing them back and forth. This is actually the X Division title. I don't have a problem with that. The problem that I really have, though, is I don't feel that Rockstar Spud is an X Division champion. This is the title AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, that they fought over. And then you give to Rockstar Spud, who I like a lot. I think is insanely talented and a perfect comedic character. But does he need this title? And the answer is no.
No, he connects with the fans real well. And I think sometimes you have to give someone a title because they don't connect with the fans, or the fans love the person too much. Spud is just, I think he's one of those guys that he can be a character, a great character, and just never hold the title. Or maybe throw him a bone here and there. But most, for the most part, you know, he doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well. So what? So let me get this right. He traded it in to take on Angle?
Yeah, so the it's option C, which Aries came up with, where at Destination X, you get to trade in the X Division Championship for a shot at the world title. And so, you know, of course, everyone is going to do that because, you know, the world title is the biggest title. And so he said, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm trading in this title in order to take on Angle. And so he took on Angle and he lost. And, you know, they tried to make it look competitive. But the problem is that Spud is half of Angle's size, and Angle is only like 5'9" to begin with, built at 6 feet, you know, but he's a wrestling machine. He is fantastic in the ring. You know, he's built like a brick house. All right. And he took Spud down. You know, that's what he did. So I don't know. I mean, I think Spud was the one person that you could say he should have looked at Angle and been like, you know what? I'm not going to turn this in. I'm going to go ahead and keep the X Division Championship this time.
Yeah, but if you're put in that position where you have that chance, and even though it's a slim chance, you're going to trade it in, even though it's wrestling. But, you know, it's like some people who, you know, like let's say you put like $1,000 on black, you know, like you have that chance where it may hit black, or it's going to hit red, or it's going to hit zero or double zero. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. And he decided to do it. But, you know, kudos to him for trying. We got to give him a shot. I mean, he tried at least.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you.
But the other thing is that Aries cashed in.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked. I mean, I wasn't shocked that he cashed in, but
he said he was going to.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I was a little surprised as well. But, you know, I guess it was the time was right for it. I was surprised he did not win, though. That was the thing that surprised me. I mean, I guess TNA has done what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to make Angle look like he is the greatest wrestler of all time, it seems.
Well, he does represent America.
America.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the real reason why he's champion right now. But also, I think he does deserve it. And he's done a great job with the TNA title. But I think the big the problem that's going to happen is what's going to happen at the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Because they're taping before, they're going live on Wednesday, and then they're taping 3 days worth of TV programming for the following week.
You know what I think they're going to do, though?
What's that?
Because I know that this has been a point of contention. I think what's going to happen is this. They're going to tape certain segments. So we're not going to see who the champion is. So, you know, we're not going to see the Wolves come out with the titles. We won't see the Dirty Heels come out with the titles. Instead, we're going to see, oh, these two tag teams here are fighting to be the number one contender. And that's all you'll see. You won't know who the number one contender is. You'll just see that. These people here are fighting to see the number one contender for the world title. You don't know who the world champion is. So I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to have certain matches that they can throw in there at certain points in time, you know, like a tournament for something. And I think that's the plan. And then what they will do is they'll record afterwards Kurt Angle cutting a promo. you know, about how he retained the title, or EC3 cutting a promo, how he won the title, that sort of thing.
I think this is going to be a big mistake. I mean, realistically, they should change to so they're taping one night only pay-per-views, in my opinion.
The thing is, they might do some stuff like that. I think it would be the height of stupidity, and I don't think that they're going to do this, and I hope that I'm right, that they are not going to reveal anything in these tapings that would give away the ending to the pay-per-view.
You know what? You know what they could do, which would be intriguing, is say that the fans have screwed us over, kick them out of the building, and they're going to wrestle with no one in. I mean, hypothetically, if you did that, you can get away with it then. But without that, you couldn't.
Oh, my God. It would look terrible. Still. It would look terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, that's what I think is going to happen. In my opinion, if you don't, you know, like you're doing the schedule no matter what, I think it would be the height of stupidity to reveal anything before the pay-per-view, because then I'm not going to buy it. If you reveal, oh, guess what? EC3 won the title. Oh, okay. I don't need to buy the pay-per-view now because I already know what's going to happen.
And that's my problem with this, because they could do swerves where they have EC3 come out with the title and then have Angle come out with the title. And then you're going to say, well, how could this person have the title and this person have the title? That doesn't make sense. I mean, they could do stuff like that, but realistically, that's not what you're supposed to do. They just change these to one night only pay-per-views. That's what they should do, and then have TV tapings after the pay-per-view. You do it before, you fail. And that's why management, I'm not saying anything bad about the wrestlers, I think they're good, but like I said, management stinks with this company, and this is going to be a huge problem if they do it this way. I really want to pay for the pay-per-view. But like I said, like you said as well, we're being a broken record. If we know it's going to happen, according to the spoilers, why buy it? Because we already know the ending. And it can save us on a Sunday night watching wrestling. But anyways, so I want to go over something for our weekly topic. Have you been watching any of the new WWE stuff on the network? Like they had the list recently, and also Jerry Springer show. Have you watched either one of those?
I watched the Jerry Springer show, and it was... 20 years too late.
Well, okay, you need to watch the one where they have bloopers, and there is one that I forgot about. There's one where Matt Hardy went to do the V1 and fell through,
and he fell over. Yeah. I love that one. It was on Botchamania, of course.
Well, of course, but to me it was basically Botchamania in 30 minutes is how it was. And that one of the Springer one, that's been the best one he's done. I think there's been six so far. But you got to check that one out. The other one is the list. The list is something that you don't have to watch. You can just basically listen to it. The reason why I bring it up is because some people were talking about Swerved, which is the new show that's going to air in 2 weeks. They were saying that if you like Punk'd in any way, this is going to be the show that you want to watch. I actually want to see it because of it, because they were hyping. They're like, listen, it's really good. It's very, very similar to Punk'd. And I loved Punk. I thought Punk was a great show. So I'm wondering how they're going to do with this. Plus, the segment where the guy's interviewing Dolph Ziggler and the seat buzzes him. I think when Dolph starts interviewing people and it does the same thing, I can't wait to watch that part because I would laugh. But overall, they're putting out a bunch of new WWE Network shows. And I just wanted to throw that out there. So if anyone has not seen the Jerry Springer one, I'm highly suggesting at least the sixth episode. And now I highly suggest to watch it, because at least you'll have if you watch Botchamania at all, you'll watch that and you'll have a little bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.